welcome to this bonus episode of the our Brawl Stars podcast, and this one will be about a different game. Sorry if there's any background noises, and we're trying on a new mic, so we'll see how it works. We also have our co-host Ryan.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Okay, yeah. So today we are going to be talking about Beachworm Simulator and its Christmas holiday event. So I think Beachworm Simulator is a good game during its Christmas event, and it's not as good like when the Christmas event's over. And I think we'll be talking about all the bears and all of the quests, how hard they are, and which ones should you do, and which ones are which presents are good. We're just talking all about the Christmas event.
Honestly, just in general, this is the best promo of the year. So if you're gonna have any time to play Beastworms, it should be now.
Yeah, this is the best part of Beastworm. Easter comes in second, but if you're going to play Beastworm, play it now. Okay, and then play it in Easter, and then don't play it again until Christmas. That's how Beastworm works.
Yeah, honestly. It's like there's spikes. Oh, there's this event going on. I'm gonna play it now. Oh, it's the same old boring game. I'm not gonna play it.
Yes, unless you're grinding. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start. I think we'll start with Bee Bear. So Bee Bear is the Christmas event bear. She's only in here for 100 days. So I mean that's actually a good portion of the year.
Yeah, but that's a quarter of the year.
Yeah. So Bee Bear has kind of increments of 5. So she has 20 quests in all. She has 15 quests by the time we're recording this, but maybe by the time this comes out, she'll have 5 more on the second part. But after you get the 5th quest done, you get a glitch drive, which you can use to activate Robo Bear. After you get the 10th quest done, you can get a festive planter, which I just got. How lucky me. And after you get the 15th quest done, you can get a Cub Buddy, which are really cool, and I recommend you get one, or a Star Tree if you already have a Cub Buddy. So, and in the 20th quest, you get a skin for the Cub Buddy, a completely new skin. So, I definitely recommend you do the first 5. The first 5 are, I don't know how to do, because the glitch drive, you need to activate a bear, and that bear is very useful to do some of the other Christmas quests. Next, I think, from 5 to 10, these become a bit harder, especially the 10th one, but, because the 10th one, you have to collect a lot of stuff, and festive planters are great and all, but, it's kind of I don't know how to describe it, but you should still do it, but it's not, I guess, as important. Ryan, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I would definitely do the earlier quests, especially up until the one you need to unlock Robo Bear, because that unlocks a whole new set of quests, which means more rewards, and which I'm guessing that you'll need to do that for all the presents to get for Christmas, right?
You're going to need to do it to do Onette's quest and some of the other bees.
Yeah.
Or some of the more, advanced bears. But, I will also give some tips on Onette's quest. I know if you guys have Onette, it's... Also, if you're listening to this and you're what is Beastworm? Just, watch, a tutorial on Beastworm or something.
It's a game on Roblox. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Oh, no, it's Roblox. Surprisingly, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I know, a lot of Roblox hate going on here. Hopefully you know what Beastworm is now and know there's a Beastworm event. Pause the podcast and then keep playing the podcast. Okay, from 10 to 15, do these quests. Honestly, this should be your life goal to do the quest from 10 to 15 because, the 15th quest, you're either getting a star treat, which you can use to make an event bee, a mythic bee, gifted. And that's so good, honestly. It's very underrated, star treats. They're very useful. And then, if not, you're getting a cub buddy. And these little guys are giving you treats every other minute. They're just oh, hey, are you feeling down? Here, I'll give you 5 microconverters.
Yeah, and also, you can name them.
So. Yeah, you can name them.
Just saying.
Yeah, so you can name them whatever you want. Some names, of course, aren't allowed because of Roblox's policy, but I named mine Top G because Top G went to jail. I think he did at least. I don't know, something like that. I think, definitely do quests from 10 to 15. We don't know about the quests from 15 to 20. All I know is they're going to be much harder, and you're getting a pretty cool skin at the end. So, I'll probably do as many as I can, but if I don't get it, I'm just missing out on a skin. It's okay.
And just to make sure, these all of these quests are limited time for just the Christmas event, right?
Yes, all of these quests are just for the Christmas event. So, also these quests won't give you, they will not give you boost to presents. So, like, if you want to get the present at 7, that you need 7 other quests to be done. Bee Bear doesn't count as one. So you have to do Black Bear, Brown Bear, Mother Bear, Panda Bear, Science Bear, etc. So I think that's about it for Bee Bear. So that was probably a good chunk of it. And now let's start off with Black Bear. So here, you could talk about Black Bear for a bit.
Okay. So Black Bear's quests normally aren't that hard, right?
It's super easy.
And also, during the Christmas event, he has this honey wreath thing they can go to, and it'll turn all your pollen into honey, which is, I think it's pretty cool.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's like a microconverter, but you do have to travel a little bit. It's fine. You can use it every 30 minutes.
I would use it like go out, grind, and then you have to log off. When you come back on, it's right next to spawn. So you might as well just go use it.
That is very true, yeah. So whenever I log on and I have more than, I don't know, like a good chunk in my bag, just go and use the honey wreath.
Yeah, like if I ever have like more than 50% of my bag filled in, like when I spawn in, I just go to it.
Yeah, so one thing about it, there are these things in Beast Farm that makes you get like more honey from honey tokens, and this can be very useful for that because it gives you,
because you could like increase your honey without even going to like a field. Yeah, so that would be kind of sick.
So like some people I know have like 400%, so like they have 10, I don't know, they have like 10 million in their bag and they get 40 million from it. So
that's just crazy.
I know, yeah. So I think definitely do the Black Bear quest because it's going to be easy. I think it's like collect 1,000 pollen from some fields, which really isn't that hard.
And their fields you're probably going to go to anyway. Like, even if you're not going to go to them, they're like really simple fields. And none of them have like, oh, it's some hard monster that I can't defeat. They're like some like stupid little things.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be easy. Yeah. And then you have to like collect 3 snowflakes, which I mean, takes like 1 or 2 minutes of playing. And then I think it's like one other thing that's pretty
like
easy.
You can literally just like stand like the spider field and get like 3 or 3 snowflakes like right there.
Just, so I think that's, like, so Brown Bear's quest, I mean, Black Bear's quest, I'd do it, it's pretty easy. Next, Mother Bear's quest. Mother Bear's quest, I think it's mostly just, like, collecting treats and feeding them to your bees, just, like, a good old Mother Bear's quest.
Honestly, I think Mother Bear's quests are good, but, like, I actually, like, even more than getting, like, the reward and stuff, it just, like, leveling up your bees as you go, because, like, you're anyway supposed to be, like, feeding your bees like treats and stuff, and it's kind of nice to have like that reminder, oh, I need to feed this many treats to my bees. Like, you probably weren't gonna do it like anyway, so like it's good thing that you have like sort of a reminder to do it.
Yeah, so I mean, Mother Bear's quest, I mean, you should definitely do all of them up until the star treat. Like I said, star treats are amazing. And okay, sorry about that, coming back right now. So Mother Bear's quest, yeah, so feed your bees some treats, good reminders, get some rewards along the way. It's pretty easy, all in all. And then, do you explain the gingerbread house? Or should I?
I haven't played since the Christmas thing from last year. I remember, like, you go up to it after some time, and I don't remember what reward it gave you.
Yeah, so basically, after every 2 hours of playing in-game, so, like, if you're AFKing, it's just, I wish it was just, like, 2 hours, and then, So basically, playing 2 hours in-game will store 1 gingerbread bear in the house. And then it can store infinite gingerbread bears. Like, if you never claim this up until the last day of the Christmas event, and definitely claim all your gingerbread bears on the last day of the event, and I don't know, if you've been playing for 20 hours in-game, then you'd get 10 gingerbread bears, which isn't that bad.
I might be mistaken, but I think these gingerbread bears can use to craft things, like some like weapons and stuff, or is it just to feed your bees and stuff?
You can craft them in the little bees catalog thing. Uh-huh, so you can use those and snowflakes to craft some pretty cool stuff. I definitely check that out. Like, you can get some mythic eggs, some diamond eggs, silver eggs. Yeah, some pretty cool things. And definitely a bunch of bundles that you should check out, too. And you can feed them to your bees and has a 1% chance to turn them gifted. So you never know. Maybe you're lucky.
Maybe it's your lucky day. You might want to try it.
I know, I've seen some videos of people just, like, getting a gingerbread bear from the gingerbread house, just, like, going to their hive, feeds it to a random bee, and it turns it gifted. I always find those fun.
Honestly, like, when we're playing Brawl Stars, like, 1% isn't that bad of a chance, right?
No, yeah.
If you have a 1% chance of doing something epic, that's not that bad.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, yeah, 1% chance, yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on to Brown Bear. Brown Bear has another fairly easy quest. I'll tell you when the quests are getting hard. But these three first quests are going to be very easy. Just pick them up and you'll just do them along the way. And then maybe for Mother Bear's quest, you'll have to feed him a little bit. But what this unlocks is the stockings, which you can use every hour.
And yeah, and it basically, if you're like pretty early game, it guarantees like a free royal jelly, which is, if you're early game, that's pretty good. I mean, I'll take my royal jellies.
So like you get basically one B-quip that you can put on your bees to give them some buffs. Those are like okay, like, but and you get two other things. Two things.
Usually it's like a royal jelly and like a ticket or something.
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, the worst thing for me is a royal jelly and a ticket. Like, yeah. You can get some micro converters. I think I've even gotten like a blue and red extract one time. You can get some pretty cool stuff. Other than that, for Brown Bear, after you do those first three quests, then you'll unlock your present. And make sure to go to all of the present locations, search it up on YouTube. I'm not going to say it now. And
you can. Just go on, like, fandom, I bet it's
there. Yeah, no, yeah. And then you can just go around and then collect those presents, because those are all going to give you some gingerbread bears, some snowflakes, and some other pretty cool things. And also, just in case, if you get to the 12th present, the 12th present is always my favorite. I haven't been able to get it. Maybe I'll get it this year. It gives you a guaranteed mythic egg. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty sick, because normally, like, if you're getting a mythic eggs, you're pretty late game, or intermediate game, or you're paying money to get them. So the chance of just doing your quest gets you a mythic egg, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, so 12 is hard, though, because, I mean, you just need to do every single one except for three, and those three are usually going to be, like, bee bears or something else like that. But still, 12 is possible.
It's going to take a lot of grinding, but yeah. It's worth it.
Nope, it's definitely worth it. Next, after that, we have Panda Bear's quest. So, I think I remember Panda Bear's quest now. You have to kill three vicious bees. Okay, now don't get me wrong, this is hard, okay? Like, you're gonna have to wait until nighttime. But at nighttime, check the clover field, check the spider field, check the pumpkin field, check the rose field, check mountaintop, and check pepper patch. If you don't have one of those fields unlocked, it's okay. But if the vicious bee spawns, the vicious bee is guaranteed to get into one of those fields.
Also, with Panda Bear, I think that's when you have to kill the things, right? So, yeah. That one, there's a little snowman thing that you have to spawn, and it'll be, like, right next to the spider field, I think.
Yep.
And you have to go and kill the snowman, and each time it will get harder.
Yep.
And you have to kill it, like, a certain number of times to complete Panda Bear's quest.
No, right? That's the reward you get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so whenever you're done doing Panda Bear's quest, you'll get the reward of, like, every 1.5 hours, you can go and summon a snow bear.
Yeah.
Which then, yeah, and then you can get a lot of snowflakes and maybe even a ticket or two. I don't know. With Spider Bear's quest, this is going to be a bit harder. But if you listen to my advice on the vicious bee, you should be able to get it done. And there's some other killing mobs things, but that's about it.
Also, for the snow bear one, if you have any friends, I would recommend, teaming up and, like, to kill the snow mirror thing together.
So,
because the later levels, if you're not, like, late game, it gets a bit harder.
Yes, like, I mean, I know one thing that definitely helps is, like, yes, like, getting into a good, I don't know, maybe even just with one friend or something, or maybe with a full server. But, like, just definitely getting up with your friends or even some random people, and just, you do your snow bear and get something, maybe kill it. And they do their snow bear and maybe kill it.
It's a win-win, because I think everyone gets rewards, right? Or is it just the person that summons
it? I think it's just the person that summons it. But then you can both do it.
Maybe, yeah, you can both do it, and you can help each other out, so.
And definitely, you need to do this for some of Bee Bear's quests. So, I think if you want to get to 15 on the Bee Bear thing, you definitely have to get to, I think, a level 9 snow bear.
Yeah.
So, you'll need some friends to do that. Or, I mean, assuming that you're not, like, insanely good, like.
Yeah, like.
Oh, I just want to say this, like, me and my friend Ryan, we're both, like, not late game, but, like, I have 38 bees, almost have petal wand. I think he has, like,
I have, like, almost 30-ish. Yeah. I haven't played in a while. I'm not that good, but, like, I'm almost at, like, intermediate stage.
Yeah, or like, whatever. He almost...
Connor's definitely better than me. He plays this a lot more than I do.
Yeah. Oh. Christmas event is very fun, though.
Yeah.
Okay, next, getting on to Science Bear. We'll go a bit faster through these ones. Science Fair Reward is Falling Lights, and you'll see little green, small green circles, and if you stand in that during the thing, this will go on forever. So, like, whenever you're in a field, there's a chance that some lights will start falling down. And don't worry, these lights don't hurt you. These lights will buff you. They'll give you a thing called Inspire, which doubles your pollen for about 5 seconds. It'll also collect some pollen from the field, which may help you a little bit. Science Fair's Quest. I completely forgot what it was. All I remember was I was actually easier than Panda Bear's quests. So, definitely make... I mean, the Inspire things aren't that good, but, like, I'd still make sure that you do that for a present.
And this is just in general. This isn't even talking about the Christmas thing, but Science Fair usually gives you, like, buffs, like permanent buffs, or, like, for, like, a while that, like, that can help you with, like, grinding and stuff. So it's definitely good to do his quest. Like, even, yeah. Not even just during the Christmas thing, just in general.
Because you can get some translators, which you can give to Gifted Bees and Stickbug, and you can start doing some more quests and some more fun challenges. Okay, next one. I don't think Ryan knows about this bear, but not that much, but it's called Dapper Bear. So,
he's the one at the shop, right?
Yeah, he's the one at the shop, yeah.
It's in the 15B area near the pineapple 10. Fields. Or, 10. Oh, 10. My bad, guys.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So it's near the stump, it's like near the pineapple stump place, and then basically what this is it's where the planters are.
So you can buy planters, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's also, I don't know much about it, but there's this, like, is smoker? Was that what it's called? Like a honey smoker?
No, it's like... Okay, I'll explain it. I forgot what it's called, but it's like you can use this every 6 hours. I know, long cooldown. You don't have to be in game for this though. You don't have to be in game for 6 hours, like Mother Bear's 2 hours. But basically what this is Dapper Bear, every 6 hours that you go into the game, you like heat up the Samora or no.
Samora.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it's smoker.
Yeah. No, it's not smoker.
Is it smoker?
No. It's like heat up the something. I'm sorry.
I thought it was honey smoker.
No, it's not a honey smoker. You're heating up it's not the smoker. Okay. Heating up something. Yeah. And it gives you honeysuckles and some other cool stuff.
Honeysuckles for, like, noobs like me are, like, microconverters, but, like, not as much, I think.
Yeah, so, I think it's, like, a microconverter, but it automatically does it, and then it does it from, basically, it just takes, like, a tenth of your pollen, I think. So.
Oh, okay.
They're not as good, but you're getting a lot of them. And each time you, it's, like, each time you use it, the brood gets stronger. So, like, it's, like... One time, like, the first time you do it, you may only get 4, but, like, the 40th time you do it, you may be getting, like, 44. So, like, definitely use this. I mean, try to do this once or twice a day. I mean, definitely try to do it once. I mean, maybe twice. And I don't know, for some sweats out there, maybe 3 times, but, like, that would be pretty hard. Doing it at, like, 7 a.m., then, like, 1 p.m., 7 p.m., yeah, I wouldn't do that.
At that point, you may want to go outside and touch some grass, but...
Maybe. Just maybe. Probably at that point. I think, so, with that all in mind, Dapper Bear's quest, it's not even that hard. You just need to put down a couple of those planter thingies. Honestly, I don't know about the planter thingies, but they're a bit confusing. All I know is just... You put them down in a field.
And then, like, you mine it, and then the progress bar fills up. And then once it fills up to 100%, then it, like, bursts open, and you get a bunch of rewards.
Yeah. So.
That's a simplified version, but, that's pretty much how it is.
Yeah. So you need to be in-game for it to grow, though.
Yeah.
And planters can vary, I think, from, like, 1 hour to, like, 16 hours. And don't ask. The 16 hours one is a very late-game thing. It's called the Planter of Plenty. And... I think that's about it for Dapper Bear. Just listen to me. Do your Dapper Bear quest, like, right this second. Go in-game right now and start doing it. I'm not even joking.
Pause this and come back.
We'll be waiting, yes. And then make sure you heat up that samosa.
Samosa.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I think it's smoker.
It's not smoker. Because, it's, like, not smoker.
It looked like a beehive, but, like, something different.
No, it looks like a trophy.
What? Okay. Moving on. Let's go. Okay. Looks like some polar bear.
Polar bear, yes. So, actually...
He's the one that gives you food, right?
Okay, so polar bear's quest, I think it's also fairly easy. It's like science bear's quest or something. Basically, all you need to do is just do some random stuff. And then you get this thing called the polar bear like Beastmas Feast or something, and you get some treats and some pineapples and some pretty cool stuff from it.
And I do not know if this is right, but whenever you like do one of his quests or something, or like you can just like check in with him and like he'll give you a bunch of like treats and stuff for your bees. And, like,
yeah.
Everyone they all do the little like happy emote or whatever.
Yeah. They give you some bond for your bees and that stuff. Okay.
Sure. This is a question. What happens if you like your bond is so low? Like your bees like abandon you? What'll happen?
If your bond is low?
If your bond with your bees is low, will it's like constantly go to sleep?
No, your bond makes it so that's like the level that they are.
Oh, my
so
bad.
So if you have like...
zero IQ moment. My bad. Okay.
And then I think Ryan doesn't know that much about RoboBear, but...
I've heard of him, but all I know is he's a bear that's a robot. And he has this thing that's sort of like ant challenge. It's you have to go and collect like a type of pollen, and then these little things will like come after you while you do it.
Yes. So here, let me explain it like properly. So how you activate RoboBear, you need to get a glitch drive, a red drive, a white drive, and a blue drive.
And these are from BeeBear, right?
So you get the glitch drive from BeeBear. This is the most important drive, basically. The glitch drive is, like, the hardest to get out of... Or, actually, I don't know. Maybe the glitch drive's the hardest to get. But, like, when you're actually doing things, glitch drive's always the hardest to get. Because you need some of the other drives to get it. Okay, never mind what I said. Glitch drive is from the 5th BeeBear quest. White drive is from the shop. You need 222 snowflakes to get it.
That's not that hard during the Christmas thing.
Yeah, 222 snowflakes isn't
especially
too hard.
If you're doing Panda Bear's quest, which give you the snowflakes inside, like the Snow Bear guy or whatever.
Yeah. You can get like 100 of those.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Oh.
Like, I mean, you can probably do it like in like 1 or 2 days.
It won't take that long. Okay, next
and
one.
And then Science Bear gives you, I think, a red or blue one, and Panda Bear gives you a red or blue one. Basically, just do all your Christmas quests and you'll get these things. And then buy the white drive. And
just a question, is this RoboBear thing limited, or is it going to stick around forever? Or do we not know that yet?
I don't think we know that yet, but I'm assuming that it's going to stick around for a little while.
Yeah, because he doesn't look like a very Christmas themed. He just looks like a robot. That's a bear.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. So for RoboBear, you do need RoboBear to do Onnit's quest, which we will get to. I know, we will get to Onnit's quest. Actually, as the next quest, we will get to Onnit's quest. And then we will also have, you need it for Bees Bear's quest, and I think for, like, some of the Gifted Bees quests. So, how to do the challenge effectively. So you get these Robo Passes. You can get Robo Passes every day in the 30 Bee Zone. Just go there, like, every day and claim your free Robo Pass. Basically, how you do this, in my opinion, if you have the Windy Bee, get the Windy Bee whenever you can. The Windy Bee is the best bee to have for the pollen. And then Vicious Bee is also very good too. Those two are the best bees in my opinion to have. And basically choose whatever quest is easier for you. Get your bees that you like. Get the upgrades you like. And then you start the round.
The cool thing that it's like, it's almost starting to see in Brawl Stars where like you set an objective towards a bee. Here like it's not like you get like a random reward. Or like you sort of know what the reward is most of, but like you gotta pick which bees you want to get. So like, you can get the things that the bees that you need or like that interest you.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Yeah, and you can re-roll these too. Like you can re-roll.
Yeah, you can re-roll them if you just don't want the bees and you want like a new quest. But that does cost something like cogs or something.
Yes,
yeah.
And these cogs are you get these cogs from beating rounds. So
it's a currency.
Yeah, it's like a
micro currency.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. A micro currency. Yes, and. Round 5 is really hard, in my opinion. You need 1,600,000. Like, by itself, that's not easy. But now you only have, like, 10 bees. And also, you're nerfed a lot. And these little annoying guys are coming at you. Like, that's pretty hard, in my opinion.
Yeah, and even more annoying than the guys coming at you, you already mentioned it. But, like, the debuffs, like, you're basically getting, like, hardly any pollen. So it takes you forever to.
So if these guys hit you 10 times, you're getting 0.2 times pollen. Yeah, 0.2 times top pollen, so 5 times less pollen, and you're moving at 2 times less speed.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun. So you're going to want your bees to kill these guys as fast as possible. And I know as in the later rounds, after round 5, which I'm stuck on, these guys get bigger and stronger and scarier. So this is, like, this is a thing for mostly endgame players. If you want to get an amulet, you kind of need to be an endgame player. But then, I think that's about it for RoboBear. And also, to do Onette's quest and to do Bieber's quest, you don't need to do that much. You just need to get to round 5 a couple of times and just do that over and over. I mean, over and over, but, like, other than that, it's not too hard. Next. Okay, the one that you probably, maybe all of you that have Onette are waiting for. Onette's quest. Okay.
I'm not gonna comment or see too many questions on this, but where's Onette? I'm early game, so I don't know where this guy is.
He is in the 30B area.
Okay,
so
good. That's why I thought okay. Okay, I'll let you take this one.
So, Onette's thing makes it so that he has this little thing called Lit Arts, and basically it summons 3 bees. A level 1 baby bee. Don't ask why it's level 1. A level 20 bumblebee. I don't know why it's level 20. And then a level 8 lion bee. Finally, something a bit normal. So with this, like, you can use these bees to, I guess, help you. So, like, I don't have a baby bee in my hive, but, like, I'm not entirely sure of what this thing does, but all I know, it happens, like, every 8 hours. And, like, it's good to do, because, like, you get 3 extra bees, so, I mean, who doesn't like that? And now, how to actually kill a golden cogmower. This is the hardest part of the quest. Every other parts of the quest look like, I don't know, like a walk in the park compared to this. If you guys have any other specialized questions for Onette's quest, you can comment it and I'll tell you about it, how to do it. Because I was able to do Onette's quest.
If you guys have a bunch of questions, we can do a Q&A video answering the questions.
Sure. Yeah, we don't get many questions though. So you can do these comment things. I only speak English, but just do the common things and do all that stuff. So to do this, to get the golden cogmore can spawn in rounds 3, 4, and 6. It's guaranteed to spawn in one of those 3 rounds, 1, not 2, not 3. So it's going to spawn in round 3, 4, 6.
Keyword or.
Or, yes. It's not going to spawn in all, it's only one. So, how to do this? The bee selection that you want is going to be, you want vicious bee and you want some high damage bees. You're going to want to get it in round 3, because round 3 it's going to be a low level. And if you're getting it in round 6, tough luck.
That like this. Yeah, that, you might want to try again, but yeah. Because you're probably not going to get it. You're like OP.
I mean, yeah, because you got past round 5, which is pretty hard by itself. But then, how to find this? The golden cogmore will stay in one field. I don't know what fields it'll stay in, but it's just in one field. So for me, I got it in Mountaintop. I was extremely lucky because I just fired the red cannon and I found it in Mountaintop. I unluckily didn't have Vicious Bee, but I was still able to kill it. And I had 2 spicy bees though, and I had a lot of other good damage dealing bees. So just go and look in every single field that you have. Just literally every single field. And
then, for this, is there like a time limit on it, or?
There is a 5-minute time limit. So you have to find this thing and kill it in 5 minutes.
So get like your best parachute or whatever thing.
Yeah, so try and find this quickly and kill it quickly. And when I did this, I didn't even care about the rest of the round. Like, I just wasted it, I guess, but I still got the golden cogmower. I know it can feel pretty devastating if it gives you the slip, but like, just look in every single field. Trust me, it's hard to find. Okay, next. So the next 3 ones, I think we're nearing the end now. The next 3 ones, Stickbug, Riley Bee, and Bucko Bee. I don't know much about them because I haven't done them yet. So Stickbug is, all I know is it's extremely hard. Like, you need to get to, I think, round 12 and then kill a lot of these things. So Stickbug one, it's very hard. Gifted Riley one, I know you need, like, I think you need, like, collect 200 soft waxes, spawn 1,000 flames, and some other stuff. Like, all I know is, like, that does not sound fun. And lastly, Bucklebee's quest, I think it's, like, pop 10,000 bubbles and do some other stuff. Also, it doesn't sound that fun. I haven't done any of those 3 quests yet. I don't have Bucklebee, and I'm about to get Riley Bee. I have Stickbug. So, those 3 quests aren't fun, but, I mean, if you do them, Bucklebee once unlocks you to Summer Snowstorm, Riley Bee's one, I think, gives you, like, something similar to Brown Bear Stockings. Like, it gives you three things.
And then I'm guessing it's going to be better. A lot more OP.
Yeah, it's going to be, like...
going to take you that much to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's going to give you, like, I think, like, some red extracts and pretty cool things like that. And then, lastly, I think Stick Bug spawns the stick... No. It spawns little nymphs that when you kill them, they give you, like, holiday things. Okay, that's it for the part one of the update. I guess, like, leave a comment if you want to hear part two about this update. Because, I mean, part two should be coming out within 10 days or something. I think it would be come out before February.
What's interesting to me is that a lot of games, like, they end their thing, like, early January. This one's, like, it's going on for a while. Like, most things, like, just go from, like, December to, like, early January. This one's going on for a while.
This one started early December. It's going to end March 31st. My gosh.
So we're practically at, like, Easter by that point.
Yeah, no, yeah. So you got the Easter event after that. Easter event, honestly, like, do you guys remember the Mondo chick from, like, I think it was that 2019 or 2020 Easter?
It's still in the 25B area, right?
Yeah, still in the 25B area. And the Commando chick. Ah, I remember the Commando chick. I think just, like, god damn it. I just realized it might be a little bit until Leah Part 2 update came out. Maybe even a bit more than 10 days. But hopefully it comes out soon. We'll get some more Christmas quests to get those Christmas gifts that we all like. So I think that is about it for the Christmas quest. If you guys like this Beastform episode, you can request for another one. I mean, I'm starting to play Beastform a bit more now, so maybe not as many Brawl Stars podcasts, but...
If you guys really love this, and, like, this is getting more than, like, our Brawl Stars, we could consider a second channel, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, maybe a second channel. Maybe even switching the topic. I know, I've done that a lot. I don't know if you guys saw us switching to Sneaky Sasquatch for, like, for, I think, 6 months, and we didn't even post a single thing. It's like, we just switched the cover art, and... Okay. But I hope you like this little... It's pretty long, this little bonus... Beastform episode. 30-minute episode, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Peace out.